Everyone, welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us working from home, are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I am thrilled to be bringing Laura DeFranco back with a new group of wonderful authors in her newest book. Laura is the CEO of Brave Healer Productions, where they publish world-changing holistic wellness books. She will help you share your message, build your business, and leave your legacy with brave words. Laura has a 30-year background in holistic therapy, 20 published books, and is a third-degree Dan Black Belt in Taekwondo. You can find her at bravehealer.com, and I'm going to let Laura come in and share what is going on.
Hey, Dori. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
This is a really special book, you guys. It's a book I wanted to put together for a really long time, and you heard that I've got 20 under my belt right now, but the black belt was the real belt I wanted to talk about because the journey has been so profound for me and across all areas of my life. I knew that my story felt powerful, but I also knew that all of my comrades in the Dojang had very powerful stories as well. So I put out the call and I asked some of them to step up and share their stories in this beautiful book. It's called Black Belt Women, Lessons on Perseverance. And for some of you who understand the martial arts and Taekwondo, we follow tenets. And perseverance is one of those tenets. And it was really, really awesome to hear all of the stories that these women had to tell about their journey. We have a lot of things in common. We all have unique challenges that we overcame. And the biggest thing in common is that through the martial arts journey, we persevered, we overcame, we succeeded, we achieved, and we got to where we were going. I love you guys so much for saying yes to this project. And I know that Dori's going to ask you a bunch of awesome questions. So I'll pause there and see what else we need to talk about.
Well, I'm going to start by bringing in Taryn Klee. Taryn's a first-degree black belt in Taekwondo. She's also a stroke survivor of almost 5 years. Taryn works as a children's pastor in the Quad Cities area of Iowa and is pursuing her doctorate in abuse and Taekwondo from Sioux Falls Seminary. Taryn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dori. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure to have you here. So I'm going to ask you, jumping right in, what do you want to say to women who might be on their own healing journey and are in need of an avenue for fitness or a physical element to add to their routine?
Yeah, that's a great question. I got into Taekwondo because of a suggestion by my therapist at the time, and that was about 3 years ago. And at the time, I was recovering, and I still am doing a lot of work for recovery from PTSD, from some abuse that I experienced and survived throughout my lifetime. And one of the things, I had been seeing my therapist for about a year at that point, and there was some pretty heavy issues we were going through and dealing with. And kind of at the end of the session, my therapist just kind of wondered out loud about the idea of me starting a martial art. And I am a little bit knowledgeable, but I kind of paused and asked her a few questions, like, what makes you say that? And what's behind that? And she gave me some statistics about how helpful the martial arts are to healing from PTSD. And honestly, that was a moment that ended up changing my life because I took her recommendation. I took it seriously and considered it. And that afternoon, I went home and I began searching out martial arts schools in my area. And recognizing the transformation that has taken place in my life has really given me a great conviction about how helpful, specifically for me, the martial arts have been. But I've seen it in other women too along my journey. And so for me, it was also a catalyst. My own experiences in Taekwondo and in the martial arts became a catalyst for my doctorate work. And so now it's something that I am exploring. How can we help women who are on a healing journey from abuse? That's where my specialty will lie. Utilizing not just therapy, not just mental health medication, not just good habits, but throwing in this physical element of the martial arts. And for other people, it's this exercise. A lot of times, one of the most famous books right now on trauma is by Bethel van der Kolk, and it's The Body Keeps the Score. And it's almost become a classic textbook in its own time on healing and understanding trauma and its effects on your body. And so many have stood on Bessel van der Kolk's work in their own journeys of helping other people heal from trauma. And one of the widespread things we see is the suggestion of yoga, of participating in yoga, and how helpful yoga is. And I do not deny those benefits at all. Yoga has been very helpful for so many people. And for me, I have a little bit of ADHD brain, and yoga feels a little too slow and a little too calm and a little too much silence for a brain that is just going all the time. And so finding martial arts for me was just so transformative in my own healing. And it makes me want to tell other women that the martial arts are something, another avenue for you if you are on a healing journey. And it can be intimidating to be a woman in the martial arts world. And it can be intimidating to walk in as an adult woman and think you just get this feeling that you don't belong, that the martial arts are for men and they're not, or that they're for children and they're not, they're for us women too. And I know over this past 3 years, man, it's an incredible transformation has happened, and it has made me whole in a way that nothing else has been able to fill that gap that martial arts has filled for me. And it's been incredible, and I want to share that with other women.
I think that's actually a remarkable way to share this. And having a stroke, it had to impact your abilities to perform Taekwondo physically. How has it impacted you mentally and emotionally with your training?
So I had this stroke almost 5 years ago, and I, you know, the stroke was life-changing, and it affected me mainly physically. I had two strokes kind of back to back a few days apart, and it was in my right frontal lobe and then in my cerebellum, all the way across the cerebellum. And when the second one hit my cerebellum, your cerebellum is a center for balance in your brain. So balance is held in that cerebellum in addition to the inner ear and your eyes. And so for me, I had to learn how to walk again. I had to learn how to talk again. I had a deformed left hand that didn't work. And all of a sudden at 30, that was pretty jarring and unexpected. And so as I moved into the martial arts, you know, my intent was to be there for healing for PTSD and to feel comfortable inside my own body again and those kinds of avenues. But what I found was that it started treating me holistically, that these recoveries, these side effects from the stroke, you know, it was challenging the work I had done for my balance. So, you know, all those years ago, I had been doing therapy, physical therapy and occupational therapy and all that stuff, and going through insurance who limits how much you're allowed to heal, you know, and how much they'll pay for. And so then all of a sudden, you know, I'm kicked out because I did too good in therapy, but not so much that everything's healed up and I'm whole again. And then I started going to Taekwondo, and all of a sudden my hand, which hadn't been opened in 2 years from the stroke, starts opening up. And we see it and we're like, whoa, what is happening here? And then, you know, my balance has always been bad, but of course it was good enough once I graduated from physical therapy. It was good enough to walk and live my everyday life. But now I'm at like this higher level trying to produce turning, spinning, jumping stuff and being accurate with it, you know, all that. And what Taekwondo has done in this weird way is not just physically, but also mentally and emotionally allowed me to overcome the challenges that may have started physically. And so when you go through a stroke, it changes your personhood and it changes what you believe about yourself. And all of a sudden you realize in a new way and in a personal way that we are mortal, you know, that things can happen to us that we didn't plan. And you expect that when you're in your 80s, 90s. You don't expect it when you're 30. So for me, recovering physically was a huge goal, but understanding how the trauma of that physically, how that did impact me mentally and emotionally was huge. And so all of those worlds collided, in fact, in my training in Taekwondo. And so when I see these physical improvements, something that therapists were unable to do, something that my body was unable to do, that through going an hour a day and like kicking and yelling stuff and breaking boards, somehow my hand starts opening up. What does that mean about me emotionally and mentally, right? And that just spurs me on to keep going. And when I hit challenges along the way, you know, I've had other health moments and mini strokes come up along the way, and they've made me digress in my progress, and it becomes a mentality. So it switches from an activity or a class that I attend, and now it's a hobby, and now it's transformed into a mentality that I'm a black belt and I can overcome anything I set my mind to. And so whether that's a physical challenge and I've been kicked out of PT or whatever it may be, or it's an emotional challenge or a mental challenge, you know, the frustration of falling over when I used to not fall over with things or just anything in my way, it's now a mentality that I have perseverance, I have pilsong, which is certain victory, that I can overcome these things. And that's how the martial arts have been so transformational for me. And I am not alone with that story.
As we're wrapping up with you, Taryn, how can people reach out to you? And what advice would you like to give someone who's in the same boat that you were in?
You can reach out to me. My email is TarynCleaves@gmail.com. An email's always on, so it's always open. And I also have a website where I blog pretty consistently, which is pastaryn.com, so PASTARYN.com. And I'm on Facebook as well as Taryn Cleaves Phoenix. And so those are all the great ways I love to make new friends and read emails and have good discussions. So feel free to reach out to me anytime. And then advice I would give is that, you know, no one heals alone. And so you have to make a support system for yourself. You need friends. You need a therapist. You might need a martial arts master. You might need, you know, you're going to need a tribe that can champion you, that can cheerlead for you on the sidelines, that can pick you up when you are down, and that can be face-to-face in front of you, with you, and side-by-side with you, and even behind you, pushing you on. And so no one heals alone. And so I would just give the advice, you know, find your tribe, find your people, find the people that are in every direction so that you can keep moving forward.
What a wonderful place to take a break and say thank you to our sponsors. Taryn, thank you for sharing your story with us. And we'll
thank
be
you.
Right back. My pleasure. Thank you. We'll be right back here on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you. Because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur Marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back on Word of Mom Radio, and we are going to be sharing another contributor in this wonderful new book. Lois Schoenbrunn has served as senior executive positions in not-for-profits for 35 years, 23 years as a CEO. She owns Schoenbrunn Consulting, advising on strategic planning, governance, and fundraising. Clients include national and international organizations in healthcare, higher education, and sports. Lois is a 6th degree black belt and international referee in Taekwondo. Wow, Lois, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely my pleasure. So I have to ask, how does your martial arts training and experience carry over for you into the business world?
Oh, let me count the ways. There are so many things that I learned through martial arts that helped me daily as the CEO of an association and that I try to impart to my clients. Probably not the least of which is that I can hit the wall and keep going. I know I am tough. That perseverance that Lara talked about in the beginning, that ability to know that, yes, things are difficult. You can put obstacles in my way. They may get higher, but I can get over them. I can keep going. One of the things that I talk about is I don't like surprises. In the ring or in martial arts, that means I have to play my own game. I have to decide what I want to do in the ring. I have to know my opponent. I have to plan, right? And in business, it's planning and executing and then evaluating. And that became such a theme for me that when I hired new people, even before they got there the first day, somebody on my staff would have called them and said, the one thing you need to know is that she doesn't like surprises. Negotiation. In martial arts, it's blocking and then it's blocking an attack coming at you and then countering with your own attack. Negotiation is very similar in business. You have to listen. You have to see what's coming towards you. You have to be open to it. And then sometimes you have to block it. Sometimes you have to deflect it. But you have to come back with, this is where I am. This is how I move forward. You know, the one thing that everybody talks about, it's easier to stay out of trouble than get out of trouble. It's true. It's true in martial arts. It's true walking down the street. And it's true in business. It's easier to stay out of trouble than get out of trouble. And then I would probably add that scoring isn't random. In martial arts, you have to set it up. You plan your attack. And it's very similar. Reaching your goals in business is not random. You have to plan it. You have to set it up. You have to think about it. You have to play to your own strengths and evaluate.
Is there a theme in your life, you know, that runs through martial arts and being an executive, parenting? Do you find that common theme?
I would say there are probably two themes. First is an awareness of looking for and trying to understand patterns. Patterns is a very big thing in martial arts, that, you know, we study patterns, we learn new patterns to the point where certain moves become automatic. They're in muscle memory. In the association world, certainly in business, in association management especially, you're representing thousands of people who are part of an organization because they have certain similarities that cause them to join together in an association. And you're looking for similarities constantly to how can I serve them better? How can I move this profession forward in strategic planning? What are the themes that we need to look for? What do we need to know about in order to enhance or avoid or strike out in a new direction? And certainly in parenting, there are themes, certainly with my son and in talking with other mothers, there are themes that come with ages, themes that come with how children are raised and what they have to endure and how they do in school. So looking for and trying to understand patterns, I think, is the first. The second I mentioned earlier, the second theme is to play to my strengths. I'm a big believer that we excel when we play to our strengths rather than trying to overcome our weaknesses. So in martial arts, it was using my punch whenever I could because it's very powerful and it's very precise. In business, it is surrounding myself with people who have complementary skills. Hiring people just like me doesn't do me any good. I've already got what I've got, right? I play to my strengths. I surround myself with people who have different strengths. And as a parent, I firmly believe that it takes a village. If it were not for my extended martial arts family, I don't think my son would be nearly the man that he is today.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Yeah. Let everyone know how they can reach you and what kind of advice would you like to share?
You can reach me probably best on my website, Schoenbrunn-Consulting, so it's Schoenbrunn-Consulting.com. From there, you can get my email and Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera. Oh, lesson. You know, I think that I want to build on what Taryn was saying. One of the things that I've not talked about in this group with Laura, and I think Laura is well aware of this, and I didn't mention it in my chapter in the book, is that I have MS. And one of the reasons that I got into martial arts, in addition to my son being 4 years old and wanting to be a Ninja Turtle, one of the reasons I got into martial arts, and one of the reasons I think that I latched onto it very quickly, was to help my balance. It was an unknown future for me. At the time that I was diagnosed, there were no MRIs or CAT scans. And so it was a probable diagnosis, but I had weakness. I had numbness. While I was pregnant, I couldn't walk. And it was an uncertain future. And I wanted to be strong. And I wanted to gain balance, physical and emotional. And it gave me all of that. And I would, in my experience working with particularly adults who think that they're too old or too out of shape to do martial arts, but also with kids, kids will fly if you don't tell them they can't. Martial arts will take you to a better place, no matter what your starting point. And no matter what your end goals, your physical and emotional health. Virtually everyone I know that has started this journey, physical and emotional health has improved, taken them to a wonderful new place.
How amazing. It's kind of remarkable to me because I don't really know a lot about Taekwondo. So I'm heartened to hear. And we're going to bring in our last contributor today. Bonnie Durkin is an energy healer and coach who helps clients align with their desires and live their dreams. She's the author of The Appreciation Game, a black belt, EFT practitioner, and fitness professional with 20 years experience helping clients increase their emotional, physical, and financial well-being. So Bonnie, welcome in.
Thank you so much, Dori, for having me here.
It's so my pleasure. So now, what was your impetus that made you want to join a martial arts studio and start working towards your black belt?
Well, actually, it was my six-year-old son and the Ninja Turtles. it was 1996, and the Ninja Turtles were all the rage, and my son was obsessed with them. And he was running around the house dressed like a ninja and spinning little plastic nunchucks. And he got wind of a new martial arts studio opening in our small town. And he begged me to take him there. And so I was reluctant at first because I really didn't know much about martial arts. And I really kind of thought they were, you know, about fighting and a real kind of like male macho kind of thing. And I really didn't want to perpetuate that. But I gave it a try, and I kind of got pushed into the whole idea of trying it out myself by the master of the studio, who said, you should really give this a try. You're here all the time. It's great exercise. Why don't you try a class? And my son overheard and said, yeah, Mom, it would be so great. We should do this together. And I felt like I couldn't say no. And so that's kind of how it started. And I started very reluctantly. It was not anything that I ever thought I wanted to do. I'm really more of a yoga kind of girl, and I'm really not aggressive, and I was really, really shy and introverted at the time. And so it was really difficult for me. And at first, I really wanted to quit. Every class I went to, I thought it would be my last, but I didn't, because I didn't want to let my son down, and I didn't want to set a bad example for him. And as time went on, I found that I was really starting to enjoy the whole process. I loved the whole idea of honing my physical abilities, of blending my mind and body together to master the moves, the katas, which are movements put together. I was really, really good at them. And then I became part of this community, and the community was just amazing. It was really empowering and uplifting. And the more I did it, the more I really started to love it. And it started to change me. It really, really changed who I was as a person. I started to feel more confident. I started to feel really good about myself. My personal life was really in a bad place at the time. My marriage was falling apart, and I really believe that this whole martial arts journey and moving towards a goal and facing my fears gave me the strength that I needed to carry on day to day in my life then.
Bonnie, for you, what was the most challenging obstacle you encountered on your way and on that journey to get your black belt?
Well, it really was facing my fears. Like I said, I was terrified of getting up and performing in front of people. And one of the things that you have to do with martial arts is you have to test. So every time you go for another level up, a new belt, you have to go through a test. And these tests are really, really grueling and intimidating. You're in this room, and there's the whole federation and all of these black belts and all of these other people watching, and you just are there with a very small group, and you just have to do and what you're supposed to be doing. And it's just, I mean, it was so terrifying for me that I used to think I was going to either throw up or pass out before I went on. But by forcing myself to do this time and time again, I really got to the point where I just felt like I could do anything. If I could live through this and I could make it through, then I could do anything.
A great way to end this. What would you like to share and leave everybody with and let everyone know how they can reach out to you, Bonnie?
So I think I would like to just continue with that thing of that whole idea of when we muster up our courage and we move forward and we push our boundaries and we push our limits, even when we're afraid, that when we make a commitment to ourselves and we follow through, it is so empowering and it makes us feel so good about ourselves. And I think that to purposely decide to do something like that is one of the best things that a person can do to help move them forward in their lives and to get them moving towards a better life.
How can people reach out to you?
And so you can reach me through my website, and that is bonniedurkin.com.
Thank you all for sharing. Laura, I'm going to bring you back in to kind of close out with your final thoughts before we end this conversation.
Thank you, Dory. Ladies, I am so proud to know you. And I really just want to close with that. You all walk your walk, and I'm so honored
to have put your stories together in this way. And anyone listening, you want a little inspiration, look no further. This book is amazing, full of women like you've heard today sharing these kinds of stories. And it really, what this does for you is it busts through any excuse you have to do the things you really want to do and live the life you really want to live. And so again, thank you ladies for being here and for being part of my world. And Dori, thank you so much for having us on today.
As always, it is my pleasure, because what you are doing at Brave Healer is such a wonderful thing. And you continually find a way to connect amazing women that are out there empowering each other. What better work can you do? Ladies, thank you all for sharing with us today. I really appreciate it. Thanks to our sponsors at altwell.com. And we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure. She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.